But we all, with an open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. This is an occasion where resolves are compelled with Apostle Epher Emmanuel. As we behold God's word today, we become the true reflection of His word. You will be blessed.
Thank you. biggest. Your name, Akabota. Jesus, your name. Declare it, proclaim it. Your name is stronger than the strongest. And it's mightier than the mightiest. Your name, Jesus, your name.
Jesus!
Jesus!
strange right now. It's not conventional. I see the word timekeepers, timekeepers, timekeepers. Certain people who are vested with the responsibility to monitor the agenda of the kingdom on the earth. Timekeepers. When prophecy begins to delay, when prophecies begin to delay, the ministry of timekeepers, those who say the time has come, the appointed time to bless them. For thou will arise and favor Zion. The set time, the set time. There are timekeepers in families. Families that are due for breakthroughs, due for rising. I challenge every power, the systems that barricades them. Timekeepers, arise. Arise, hear my voice in the spirit. Arise. Of the secret place, you will know you are alone. You are just alone with him, just you and him, flogging out the matters of destiny. Hallelujah. I stretch my hands by the power of the Spirit upon everybody outside here. I stretch my hands and I release a measure of fire upon them at the count of three. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, now, fire. Fire upon everybody here. A measure of fire. I engraft it. Fire upon fire. Fire of the Spirit. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. By the hand of the Lord. Ushers, please help the people. Help them. We need to consider the word of God. We need to take a look at very promising things God has for us today. Just help them. Pastor Onu, Pastor James, attend to the pressing issues. Just take them to the back and attend to them. Ferry them out quickly. Attend to them. Let's do something very quickly. It's a miracle service. And for those who can assume their seats, help them to their seats. Oh no, 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 leave that lady. Leave her. There's a walking that is not completed by the fire of the Spirit. Now, I declare liberation now by the fire of the Spirit. Jesus, now by the fire of the Spirit, Jesus, be free now. Don't get distracted. Just locate your seats and sit down and cast a rapt attention. Life as you know it's about to change, believe me. Chapter 2 verse 11, very quickly. Inside and outside is projected. Let's read at the count of 3. 1, 2, 3, go. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not what? Ignorant of his devices. Can you read that like you know what's about to happen to you? 1, 2, go. Lest Satan should get an advantage of us. For we are not ignorant of his devices. It means Satan can secure an advantage on the life of a man. And the apostle is saying, lest Satan gets this opportunity to secure an advantage on my destiny. He says the reason why we are doing what we are doing is because we are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Many of us, unfortunately, we have passion. We have a zeal to avenge all the wickedness that the workers of iniquity had plagued our bloodlines with. Week in, week out, you see the handwriting of wickedness on several members of the family. From sickness to delay to stagnation to torment. And it's happening as though God is not real. And Satan is having a field day. But today scripture says, less Satan will have an advantage of us. Why? We are not ignorant of the devices of the enemy. Can you tell yourself very, very convincingly, my time has come? Come on, say it like you mean it. My time has come. It was David that commanded his soul. He says, bless the Lord, O my soul. You would think he was preaching a sermon to somebody. He was compelling all that is within him to align to this thing. That's why I'm telling somebody right now. Tell yourself until everything hears it. My time has come. Romans chapter 6 verse 6, very quickly. I'll just build foundations and then we glide. It's projected. Everybody, let's read together and loud enough, please. Read until it enters you. 1, 2, go. Knowing this, that our old man is crucified with him, that the body of sin might be destroyed. Stay here and jump to verse 16 quickly. Let's read together as loud as possible. 1, 2, go. Know ye not that to whom you yield yourself servants to obey, his servants ye are to whom ye obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness. You don't become a servant by going to submit spiritually. People don't become servants by going to pledge allegiance. You become a servant by obeying. Your obedience commands who you are a servant to. So he says, don't you know that by just carrying out the will of Satan, by playing in his script, he can put you in a position of a servant. You are a servant of whom you obey. Jesus diagnosed a very strange class of people. They are calling him Lord, Lord, but they cannot do what he's telling them to do. So their action, their obedience is unto another, but their mouth is professing another as their Lord. And he says, why do you call me Lord, Lord, but you don't do? Your Lord is the person you obey. This is how many afflictions came. Obedience. Everybody is obedience. It's just a question of who is your obedience channeled to us. Nobody is disobedient, believe me. Everybody is obedient. There is a master that commands your allegiance. So we can ask God, how about this person? God's opinion can be that you are disobedient, but when Satan is sharing his own perspective, he can call you a faithful servant. If you can hear me, shout amen. The ministry and the instruction of dominion, have dominion that God gave man. Every man must walk in dominion. It's just that many people, they go on the quest of dominion against Zion. So although they are not actively winning and contributing in the victories of Zion, they are somehow, through their indecision or their willful decision, affronting the agendas of darkness. By turning your back on God, you are facing another person. When God gives you a position on a matter, you dress somehow and the Holy Ghost coded your heart and say, would you go and adjust? And you say, no. You see, that day as you are going out, you are still an obedient servant. It's just that your obedience is not towards God. And that day, dominion will still happen, because through your dressing, somebody will fall. it's the same thing as soul winning for Zion. The way you win a soul for God, that your disobedience is a soul that you already won to for another kingdom. Unfortunately, when the scrolls will be read, many of us, our life has contributed more to the kingdom of darkness than to the mighty luminaries of Zion. Simple disobedience. The kingdom that you are registered with can change by just obedience. So he says, obedience is better than sacrifice. There's a brother here. God has been on your case for a long time. Continue to remind you, I have a great deal for your life. Your one challenge has been obedience. You cannot find yourself aligning to the dictate of God's expectation. It's easy to commit sin, yet very hard to stand for God. Today, there is a fire that is coming specifically for a particular group of people. It's consecration. It will stir something from within you. Then the appetite for sin will be destroyed. You may want to go and try that water again, and then there'll be no taste. Then you will realize that there's no need again, because something has attacked it from the roots. Luke chapter 4, verse 5 and 6. I believe it's projected outside and inside. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. And the devil, taking Jesus up into an high mountain, showed unto him all the kingdoms of the world in a moment of time. Next verse. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. And the devil said unto him, all this power will I give thee, and the glory of them, for that is delivered unto me, and to whomsoever I will give it. He says, the devil said unto him, all this power that I have just shown you, I will give you. And the glory that you see in them, I can give it to you too. Because it is delivered unto me. Delivered. Delivered unto me. It has always been the scheme of things that God would generously bless and decorate the life of his children. When God has done these things, Satan knows that he cannot collect anything directly from God. Satan cannot receive anything from God again. Satan needs man to collect, then he collects from man. Satan needs man to press and demand, then God gives to man. Then Satan says, it has been delivered unto me. Delivered. So God is giving a man, but in Satan's mind, he's just laughing because this thing that is entering this man's hand is his own. Satan has a lot of indirect representatives who are interfacing with very strange mantles and dimensions of the spirit. And they are using songs of light. A song of light is going on 21-day fasting. Satan does not affect the fasting. He supports you. You are pressing, spending time in the spirit, and then you begin to scratch strange dimensions. Satan needs that dimension to arrive with you first. Lord, bless me. All this while you were praying for the blessing. Satan does not stop the night vigil. He needs the blessing to come. The real time where Satan shows up is when God has released the heritage. Once the heritage is released, I show you where herbalists can give people children from. We all know children are from the Lord, scripture said. Satan does not have the capacity to create life. But there are many women, many men, many families that have travailed, and they have pocketed in their hearts that the weight of God for their visitation. And 1 minute to visitation, when the child was released, before they assess it, Satan does his divine transactions. I show you where herbalists receive power from. Just in case you enter any territory and you find any herbalist in that territory unusually powerful, there are many sons of light who are pressing for dimensions and are living in constant compromise, constant repetitive life of sin. And every time they fall, they lose a heritage to a dark kingdom. So you can go and help the man like he's powerful, but all powers belong to God. I want to show you something. Satan cannot give you anything good. He cannot give you a child if a child comes from him. I know that many people have gone to a herbalist, and the herbalist accurately looked at her and said, okay, take this thing and do this. In the next 9 months, you hold your child. And true to it, she held her child. So where did the child come from? When God already said children are from the Lord. When the heritage of the sons of light are released, before it enters their hand, Satan comes and does a transaction, a season of compromise. 1 minute to your breakthrough, and then your heavens and the whole of hell break loose upon one man. Have you ever been in a season where the temptation to sin was very intense, like a burning fire? There are moments of transactions in the spirit. It has been released, but before it entered your hand, something can. He says, it has been delivered. How many strange things, how many visitations of God has God purported, designed with your name on it, and then a witch can cheat you of these things? Then you think witches and wizards are powerful, but all powers belong to God. That's what I'm trying to share with you. These dimensions are the ordinations of Zionites, but you lost it cheaply in the altar of compromise. You could not hold on. Have you heard the scripture that said, and them that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved? The end. He says, though it tarry, wait for it. Something else is also waiting. You make one mistake and your breakthrough can enter the hand of him. There's an army rising up. There's an army rising up. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7. Outside, if you can hear me, say amen. Ecclesiastes chapter 10 verse 7. Everybody, let's read together. 1, 2, go. I have seen servants upon horses and princes walking as servants upon the earth. This scripture is the conclusion of the injustice I've been trying to describe. That those who these things are ordained for, they are cheated out of it. And the great teacher looked and said, my God, servants are on horses, and the princes of God are walking on foot. Our brother began to read for us. He says, the angel of the Lord spake unto him, and he showed him four carpenters that came to fray four horns, the horns that have arisen to destroy Judah and Israel. Man, one thing I can tell you today with all sincerity, time will not change anything in your life. If nothing is done tonight, things will continue to play in cycles the way you have known it. The teacher says what will be has been. The same near success syndrome. The same challenges over and over again. But tonight the hand of God comes for us. Very quickly before we go, if you have your writing materials, I share with us very briefly systems of captivity. Systems. Ancient systems of captivity. Systems of captivity. 1. This is how these strange horns, this is how they master the kingdoms that be. This is how they frustrate the agenda of God's children. Systems of captivity. Number 1, if you are writing stagnation. Many of us don't know the import of this matter we discuss. What is stagnation? Stagnation is a display of the superiority of the spirit realm by stopping progress without affecting time. Stagnation is a display of the superiority of the spirit realm by stopping progress without affecting time. By stopping progress without affecting time. As I deal with these cases one after the other, the hand of God Himself will set people free. In this very serious matter of stagnation, let's bow our heads and pray 1 minute quickly. Pray and command your deliverance. Scripture says, "Hast thou commanded thy morning?" Please bow your head and pray. Command your deliverance. My time has come. Amen. The teacher says, "I see servants on horses and princes on foot." And I'm trying to show you the systems that turns princes into servants. Number one is what? Come on, say it like you mean it. Number one is what? Many of us think this matter is for some people who are going through some very terrible times. Let me share something very quickly. You know that Satan has set this system rolling in your life. You know when time does not respect the system of progress in your life. The years will be going by. But the resultant change that should accompany this transition of age is not being seen in the life. And physically, numbers keep accruing. Because like I said, stagnation does not affect time. Time can continue to go. It affects your ability to transcend realities. Your ability to change levels. That's what they stop. And when the kingdom wants to help you, they come and open your eyes spiritually. And because of how sensitive informations are in the realm of the spirit, they will not come and tell you that, my son, you are experiencing stagnation. No, they will speak through metaphors to you. Because the spirit realm will use the things that you can understand to communicate messages to you. Now, the young man and the young woman who does not know that the one challenge, remember scripture says, if you can sail onto this mountain, it's only the mountain you can identify that you can command. So if you don't know what is wrong with you, you can be doing all night throughout the year. The fact that you have not been able to identify the root cause is your challenge. You wonder how Jesus never healed 2 blind people in the same way. There are those that he says, I will be healed. There are those that he took them outside the city and spat on the mud and rubbed it on their eyes. Why was he having specific details for specific challenges? Specific details as to what to do for specific cases. If you can say unto this mountain, have you identified the mountain? Do you know where your attack is coming from? Do you know the mystery that supports that attack? Do you know the powers that fortify your attack? Or you are just praying amidst? And the Bible says, you receive not because you pray amidst. You don't know how to confront the giants. There is something. There was a young man that came and sat down in the hall. He was sitting down quietly as though nothing was wrong. But then the worship team began to sing today. And they were talking about the name. And the name, the Bible did not say at the mention of the name. The Bible says at the name. The name is a person that showed up. And the thing that was hidden was exposed. The spirit realm wants to help you. They see that throughout the year you are just praying guesswork prayer. Today you are praying every power from my father's altar. You did that for 21 days. You finished it. And the same cycle. You go and write exams and everybody passes except you. You know that these things are easy. You are teaching other people. The door can open for everybody except you. You can joke about the things I'm sharing today. Pray that one day you don't need this message. When you begin to see the strange handwriting that Satan attempts to use to configure the outcome of your life. These things are programming. They set it in motion. Your tribe, your age notwithstanding, it will begin to marshal its agenda upon the life of a man. And when God wants to help you, you'll just be sleeping one night or one day, carelessly, and then you will have a dream. Finally, you will see yourself in one house, a house that you have packed from, a house that you packed from many years ago. The spirit realm are looking for a language to communicate to you that your one challenge, what we need you to fight in time, is stagnation. They want to show you that although physical time is passing, spiritually, your case by spiritual discernment is that they showed you that you are in your primary school class with primary school uniform, although physically, by physical time, you are now in the university. Now you know why, although you carry that result with your hand, the result will never open the door of a job for you. Because the spirit realm controls the physical realm. Physically, you can be a graduate, but spiritually, you are in your primary school class. Do anything you want physically. The physical realm is helplessly at the mercy of realities that crystallize in the spirit realm. You have moved, you have packed, you have relocated, yet your former life will not let you go. They are showing you, you are still in that compound. You are still fighting with one neighbor there, and you are getting up and saying, what's the meaning of this? Exams that you have passed, you see yourself rewriting it, and you could not submit before the examiner collected the papers of others. Desperately trying to communicate the spirit realm is trying to communicate something. Wake up from that guesswork. This is the challenge. Stagnation. So such a case, you will find that such individuals that wickedness have established these things on their life, let them do anything physically. Darkness has no business with whatever you are doing. They know that as far as they are concerned, that place that they pegged you spiritually, that's your reality. But physical time can continue to go. I'm speaking to somebody right now by the hand of the spirits. There is a cloud of delay that has found a way to beguile your life. And today, by the sovereign power of the Spirit, I declare right now, by the power of the Holy Spirit, let the yokes of delay, every stage of life you have been begged to, every season you have been bound in, I command a liberation for you in the name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 75 verse 6, very quickly. Psalm 75 verse 6. Please, I need us to work together. Everybody, everywhere you are. 1, 2, go. Let's read. For promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Next verse. Let's read together. 1, 2, go. But God is the judge, and he putteth down one and setteth up another. Did we read this thing? The idea of stagnation is to affect your seasons of promotion by pegging you to a season spiritually, then allow you to be doing physical things, thou cannot translate into any physical result, because for anything to be, it must first find root spiritually. And as far as they have attacked the matter spiritually, your physical efforts notwithstanding them. And today, the antidote of that season, scripture says, promotion cometh neither from the east, nor the west, nor the south, but God is the judge of all. He setteth down one and he lifts up another. We are going to lift up your voice, everybody, wherever you are, just in case that narrative had played out in your life. You had seen yourself with a strange outfit that you are supposed to have passed that stage of life, and they came to show you something has attempted to peg your life at a season. We are going to pray, Lord, my times are in your hands. Promotion does not come from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south. Promotion comes from you. You set up one and you let down another. Lord, set me up, set me up, set my feet on high. If you know what we do, you will pray. The seasons of your rising are tied to this. The seasons of your rising, they are tied to this. My promotion that has started. Oh God. Oh God. Do you know what stagnation is? Have you suffered it before? Then you would pray. Promotion comes not from the east nor from the west. Sharus sante brekotobaka. Lambala kontopele katebu. Omen de brasata likuni. Oh God. Lift me up, take my feet from every place of disadvantage. Are you praying now? Shalamana kote beliako, u malakam belekete, sebele ketobala, ombre sakwa kole, lumbre sebere koteli. Is this how you want to pray? You have seen this thing, and now your deliverance came, and you could not press it. You could not press it. If your strength fail you in the day of war, your strength is small. The journey of 40 days, the journey of 40 days is becoming 40 years. How comes? Tonight I show you a mystery. It's an ancient scheme. The journey of 40 days can become 40 years. Stagnation, just walking in cycles, not making any progress. And tonight, tonight, somebody will say enough is enough. Enough is enough. My promotion. My promotion. Oh, these things one after the other and sign out of them. Please never get distracted. This is a mountain of encounter. Tonight marks the beginning of a new season for your life. Don't let anything distract you today. We are taking them one at a time and dealing with these ancient systems. Hallelujah. Amen. When I identify anyone as a case study, I will tell you the cause, the root cause. Tell your neighbor the cause of stagnation is pride. No, say it like you mean it. The cause of stagnation is pride. Come on, say it again. The cause of stagnation is pride. If that spirit, if he can just find the atmosphere of pride in your life, he has found the breeding ground. Listen, Satan needs a legal ground to be able to assess the lives of men and then register all of the installations of darkness. If pride can just enter, that becomes the root cause of stagnation. A broken and a contrite heart, God himself will not despise. Their stiff-neckedness, scripture said, this is what made them tarry. A journey of 40 days has become 40 years. Pride, the arrogance of men. When you think you know what you are doing, now time is trying to remind you that your formula does not work. Subscribe to a superior wisdom in the spirit. And you are still saying, I can just call one uncle. I know I can just write the exam again. The spirit realm is trying to tell you that your formula cannot suffice the exams of the spirit. Pride. Final prayer before we close this chapter. Just in case this is something that has beguiled you and you are just sitting down carelessly. Your moment of transition came, but you lost it carelessly. You are seeking pleasure in a time of war. Woe betide you. You don't know that when thrones are fighting, children die easily. Tonight, thrones are going to war. You are summoning thrones inside you. The thrones of vengeance. Thrones of your ancestors that cried. They were afflicted and they cried. And they say, how long? How long? How long shall this be the narrative? When will an honorable man rise? Omar Kotela. Seven Akateva Nakola. Holy Ghost. Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, hey! Holy Ghost, 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 Holy Ghost,
fire.
Yes. There's a prophetic stream that has opened. The eyes that see and the ears that hear. Don't be distracted. Don't be distracted. Somebody is distracted here. And the angels are coming for you. And you are distracted. Align your heart now. For they are decorating you. Yes, you. Yes, you. You, you. The angel of the Lord has come for you. He has come for you. He has come for you. Don't be distracted. Of men. They use it to put men under lock and key. What is manipulation? Using the realm of the spirit to control or influence an individual against their will. Using the realm of the spirit to control an individual against their will. Against their will. Manipulation. Now somebody wants to bless you. Somebody is thinking of engaging you, of marrying you. The systems of manipulation can come and show them a terrible dream at night, to the extent that they are about to manipulate the outcome of your life by using the realm of the spirit to interfere with your breakthroughs. Manipulation. So all of your efforts, physically notwithstanding, you are struggling. These spirits are wicked. They go to a realm where they know you are not present, and they go and start drawing strings and affecting the hearts of men concerning you. Somebody says, bring your CV. There's a slot. I want to help you. Now you are bringing the CV. The person is promising you that I'm going to give you this job. Suddenly, overnight, he goes to sleep. And Satan comes and plays a script. And says, this person will stab you in the back. Be careful with him. Manipulation is what makes a man to go and meet another man. To poison the heart of that man concerning another person that they are planning to lift. Manipulation. Listen to me, everybody. Pay attention. Pay attention. There are people. Just pay attention. I'm about to share an ancient wickedness now. There are people, when anything good happens around their life, something will come out upon them like a cloud. Then they will use their own hand and spoil everything. Once it is spoiled, then their sanity will return. There are people that are using their hand to destroy anything progressive. Once they have destroyed it, then they will realize that they have made a mistake. You are not acting on your own. There's an ancient script. The title is called manipulation. They cause all kinds of outcome just so that you cannot arrive at your Sabbath. You are in a good relationship. Everything is going well. You wake up one day and say you are not doing it again. Then you use your mouth and say, all kinds of useless things. Now you have hurt the brother with your words, and now the guy says he's not doing again. Then the veil falls from your eye. What have I done? Manipulation. Exam is coming. You know exam is coming. For some reason, those spirits will not let you engage in any academic venture until you enter the exam hall. Inside the exam hall, reality will now come back to you. You will now realize, but if you had read, these things are simple. I tell you, your case is one, manipulation. You never knew the name, so you thought you were the one that was procrastinating. Certain spirits were pulling the strings, making sure that they can affect your breakthroughs by manipulating the outcome from the spirit realm. I see this wickedness. I see it as a signature upon too many people. It was communicated to you by your parents. Your parents also received it from their own parents. But right now, by the hand of the Spirit of God, I declare by fire, let there be a burning out of these things. Now. By fire. Help them. By fire. Listen to me. Just pay attention. This is an ancient scheme. It is this formula that the demigods of old, this is what they use. I show you the solution, but I will also show you the cause. How men are trapped under the jail and the systems and chains of manipulation. Please tell your neighbor, prayerlessness. Come on, say it like you mean it. Prayerlessness. The seasons that matter. Certain strange handwritings can come and write anything they like just because your altar is not on fire. If only you were present that day in the courtroom when they were deciding these things, you would have cancelled it by an utterance of fire. But you were sleeping and they registered. They put certain things in motion and your life became helpless at the mercy of the moves of spirits. Manipulation. Just in case they have paid your bride price before and the guy has come to the house and made all kinds of nice promises and say he's deeply in love, and suddenly you cannot see him again. Suddenly the matter of marriage just got quiet. I tell you, your problem is one. Manipulation. That scenario will continue to play over and over again until something happens, and it will happen tonight. Have you applied for jobs? Met all of the criteria? Right there in your front, the people are saying, we wish we can even give you the appointment letter right now. It's just that everybody have to receive it at the same time. But we want to guarantee you that if it's you, you are passed. Then you turn your back and a spirit goes to work. A spirit goes to work and carries what looks like a favor just now and turns it into disappointment. I share the case. Manipulation. I see how the lives of people are helplessly being toyed with spirits. Spirits just play with it anyhow they like. And God is summoning men tonight. He's not calling feeble sons of Adam. He is calling gods. I say unto you that ye are gods. When they attempt to manipulate the script of your destiny again, let it be known that you are present in the immortal realm and that nothing can come and what spirit will dare that in again? I show you the scripture we pray with. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 36. Lamentations chapter 3 verse 36. Manipulation. verse 3 together is displayed. 1, 2, go. To subvert a man in his course. The meaning of subvert means to utterly destroy, to frustrate the agenda of a man, to disappoint a man's intentions. He says to subvert a man in his course, the Lord approveth not. I'm trying to show you God's opinion on this matter. Those spirits that went behind your back and are trying to manipulate your life, trying to pull one string here and there, God says is illegal. I don't approve these things. If you want to pray, you have found a legal ground to pray. I have given you a strong reason. Carry this reason and go to the courts of Zion and say, Lord, you said to support a man in his course, you will not approve. As a witch who is stopping them from rising. All of a sudden, the fruits of her labor that she is supposed to enter her Sabbath, it is very cheap and easy to cheat her out of her breakthrough. Because while she is thinking that normally these children will remember me, it does not work normally. There are things that can affect the normal. How many people have turned their back on people they should favor? How many people are persecuting those they should bless? Manipulation. I share a true case with you. True case. Life story. A young man, the son of a widow, struggled like something, and finally God looked upon him with mercy and he got the visa to the green card to go to the US. His mother was so old and very poor and very sorrowful. With that, she didn't even have the hope that this boy is going to maybe go out there and change her life. She felt she was going to die any moment. But she said the last reward God has given her is that in her lifetime, her eye have seen that one of her seed, one of her seed has entered something that looked like the story can change. That was the hope. The old mama was hoping that if nothing else happened, God has done me well. So she shared the story with few neighbors in the house. See what God has done for my son. He is traveling very soon. And then those who marshal things in the spirit, they went to work. The young boy was going to travel on Saturday and he went to the airport, entered, took the flight. Everything was going smoothly until they were about to touch ground in US. So they made that broadcast and say everybody should get up their seats and be well seated because they are about to land. And he looked and found out that one leg of his shoe was missing. So in the attempt to search, as he's searching for the shoe, looking for it, the plane landed. While he was still trying to investigate where is the shoe, the immigration officers there at the US just looked at him. A human being with one leg of shoe, the other leg, no leg. They said it's a sign of madness. They carried him and put him the next flight back to Nigeria immediately. He came, listen, I'm telling you true life story. He came to Nigeria and met an old mama, an old witch in the compound with the other leg of the shoe. And she says, take your shoe. You think you can go anywhere? The trick they can use to manipulate your life is too many. For this case, they just know that if they take one shoe, they will leave the rest to the white man to do. One shoe. Take your shoe. Do you think you can go anywhere? One shoe. You may be carrying weight lifts now, but I want to guarantee you, the place where the war is happening, muscles are inconsequential. I've seen muscular guys on drip. And the doctors design, they say, they don't know what is wrong with them. They hit the infirmity. So the investigative power of our medical devices, it could not stumble upon what was wrong. Today I'm inviting men and women to become violent in the spirit. Let there be a signpost on your life. No go area. As well spelled out as that. Don't trespass. For the sake of our time, I honestly wish we could go beyond. I have 10 systems of captivity I thought we would share and pray. But I feel a strong pressing in my spirit to just end this thing on this manipulation point. See, in the old religion, demigods, they have all kinds of gods for different purposes. There's one god. She goes by the name Aphrodite. Is it Aphrodite? It's the god of love. If you want somebody to love you, don't bother going to impress the person. Go and do something with the god. The god will subvert the person against their will and cause the person to begin to love you. So as you want to offer sacrifice to that Aphrodite, your love is secured. Until this day, those practices are real. There are people who find out that, of all the things, actually God gave man authority over. God didn't give you authority over your fellow man. So, the dominion mandate is not to subvert your fellow man. But there are systems in the spirit realm that these things use to put you in a position where you are not in charge of what you are doing. And if God, who is the creator of heaven and earth, he would have done the same thing to us and nobody would have ever fallen for any sin. He would have just made that he is the one controlling. You don't know what you are doing. But he gave you the power of choice. And that's what this spirit seeks to manipulate. So that in your day of breakthrough, you will just go and find out that you fumbled. Something you know very well. You are trying to remember it in the front of your destiny helper. And you fumbled like something. You are shaking and you are sweating. As you leave the place, everything, the things you are supposed to say, then comes back to your mind. Manipulation. Many of us are representing families here. When you leave this meeting, you can rest assured, go and tell them, calm down, everything will be alright from today. You touch something. No, I'm serious. You touch something today. You assess the mountain. If you can say unto this mountain, you found the mountain and you spoke to it. The Bible says it will be removed. Scripture says, who is that mountain? Not what? The mountain is a person. Who is that mountain that can stand before Zerubbabel? You will become a plane. I want you to take 1 minute and just think about the agenda and the outcome of your life so far. The life of your loved ones. The life of your parents. How things have been going. I show you the handwriting of manipulation. And if today a man can rise, just one man, he will silence those voices. Meditate. If you are here under the sound of my voice, and one opportunity darkness has constantly against your life to cause delay, cause stagnation, manipulate the outcomes of your rising and affect your seasons of breakthrough, it could be that it's because you never had a relationship with Jesus. Today I invite you, as I wait for you here, today is that encounter. You knew that God will call you today, so I wait for you. Come out quickly. Come out. These things will change. The story, the narrative must change. You need a relationship quickly. A relationship with Jesus. Not to be a Christian. No. You need to know this Jesus one-on-one. Come, I wait for you. I'm waiting for you. Come, outside, I'm waiting for you. Outside. God is speaking to your heart. Come. God bless you as you come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you as you come. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Ask him for mercy. The narrative of my life must change, oh God. I'm sorry. I made mistakes, but have mercy. Show me mercy, oh God. Show me mercy. I do not come claiming rights today. I have not come to argue with you, oh God. I have come for your mercy. Your mercy. Just your mercy. Your mercy. The words are your words. Speak to him. He's your father. He's listening. He can hear the contemplations of your heart. Have mercy. Have mercy upon me, oh God. Show me mercy. Show this soul mercy. If you don't help me, I'm finished. If you don't help me, I'm doomed. My life is in need of your mercy. Now pray and say, Lord, come into my life. Come into my life. I surrender to you. I surrender my will. I surrender my hands, my head, my mind, my heart, all my body, my soul, my spirit. I surrender to you. This day, I vow in your presence that as you give me grace, I will stand for your name. Make that your prayer. Make us your prayer. Are you praying? Just you and him. Just you and him. Everybody, wherever you are, God says they all need my mercy. So wherever you are, pray and ask God for mercy too. It's a solemn assembly tonight. Everybody, Lord, show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Show mercy. Father, I pray in the name of Jesus Christ for everybody here, everybody who have come out, who have come out to submit to the authority of your kingdom. I pray right now, may they be delivered from every system, every yoke, every wickedness, every affliction that seeks to regulate the outcome of their life. And I declare that they have been translated into the kingdom of your dear Son, Jesus Christ. This I pray in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. I declare that they are sons and children of God in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Jesus. There is a peace. There is a peace God has ministered to your spirit. But that's just the beginning. Something else wants to come for you right now. The gift of the Holy Spirit. It's not going to take time. If you can believe right now, you will be filled with the Spirit. Precious Holy Spirit, I pray that it pleases you. Spread yourself upon your children right now. Spread yourself upon them. Come upon them, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, from the back to the front to the sides. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost, upon them now, now. Let their tongue be loosed. Let their tongue be loosed. Don't be distracted. And fill their mouth up with the gifts, your very presence, the power gift now, now upon them. Blessed Holy Spirit, upon him, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fill him up now by the Spirit of the Lord. Have him. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, fill her up now, Holy Spirit, by the Spirit of the Lord. Holy Ghost. Yes, yes, it's happening. The power of the Spirit. Receive the Holy Ghost. Receive the Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Forcefully come upon us. I am a cousin. You are outside or you are at your seats, there's a fresh baptism of the Holy Ghost. Outside, the Spirit of God has spread his wings like a dove, just hovering, looking for vessels that he is going to descend upon. And I see this dove, I see it hovering, searching the hearts of men. He is just looking at the intent and the motive. If you desire him genuinely, he will descend upon them now. And so, Holy Ghost, I pray it pleases you. At the count of three, descend upon your people, even as you have vetted them. One, in the name of Jesus. Two, in the name of Jesus. Three, in the name of Jesus. Now, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost, upon them. At their seats. Outside, at the front, don't get distracted. Holy Ghost, Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. Our time is far spent. I leave a word of prophecy and a prayer for everybody today. I prophesy into your life. I declare by the Spirit of God, every area where you have experienced warfare and battles and stagnation and manipulation, I declare by the hand of the Spirit of God, let every yoke be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Every breakthrough you have missed because of the signature of manipulation, I command those seasons to be recreated again and to be restored to your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Relationships that you have lost, relationships, quality relationships that should bless you, that by the manipulative finger of wickedness you have lost, I declare by the power of the Spirit, I declare, let it be restored in the name of Jesus Christ. It's a miracle service. I command sicknesses of all kinds, infirmities, all kinds of illness, leave God's people's body now in the name of Jesus Christ. Yokes of stagnation and delay, I declare that it is dissolved. I declare everything that has been taken, seasons stolen, marital destinies that has been manipulated, this one particularly, marital destinies that have been manipulated, I declare that the fire of the Lord burns all of those evil fingers that participated in manipulating that destiny, and I create the season of visitation again in the name of Jesus Christ. Sicknesses have left your bodies. That person who has been having serious night afflictions, every night serious afflictions, from suffocation pressing you, by the hand of the Spirit of God, she's not the only one. There are three people. I see three people in the spirit. Night affliction. Baros aikotebena. Lebekos savarate kotobena. Holy Ghost, where are they? Where are they? Where are they? Now. By fire. I declare your freedom. I command your freedom. Thank you, Lord. You are going to go back to your week and find things that you have forgotten. They will call you back about it and be asking you, how do we continue it? I'm telling you the truth by God. This is how you will know that the finger of manipulation and the yoke of stagnation has been dissolved in the presence of the Lord. Can somebody lift up their voice and give God a shout?
Glory to God! We trust that you have been blessed by God's word today. Well, you can follow us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/anacazomissioninternational.ami or join us on our Telegram channel at Anacazo Mission International. You can also download more of our messages on our Telegram channel. Thank you. Remain blessed.